Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Two of my favorite people in the world are not here, but we have Dr. Jill. No, I'm kidding. You're here, and
that was funny.
That was
and you know what, Jill? That was the first time he's ever used that joke.
It really is.
I mean, in 17 years, I've never heard that one before.
Well,
you got me belly laughing on you.
Yeah, I'll use it on Alice and Chris when they're in. But anyway,
yeah.
I love you guys, and you are my favorite, two of my favorites, and thanks for being here.
Well, now that Dave's not here, right?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Sorry.
Yes.
That's
of
tough.
Course.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, I have to say this. Jill and I, when we would do radio with Dave, it was just such an easy experience, and because we all knew each other. And the same with you, Mylon. You know, it's just a wonderful thing to be with you. And I'll tell you, this program, we hear what people think about folks that are on the program when we bring new folks in. And everybody that stays, well, there's just been such great feedback, and that's why we continue to have you on. But we're really glad you're with us here today. Next month, May, is Mental Health Month. And going deeper, I'm going to be doing some special programs on that. You know, today's Thursday, and today on the NRB Network is the program I do, and that's Life Recovery Today. And so I'd love for you to join me for that on the NRB Network on your cable set where all the Christian programs are. That's where it probably will be. They actually have given us another slot for that program, and I don't know when that is. But really grateful for that. And I want to be sure you remember we do have a matching fund. Every dollar you give is matched with another dollar. It frees it up for us. And we send you a copy of Steve Poe's book. We've had him on before. And it's the book, Creatures of Habit. And it's all about the habits underneath the habits, whether it's anger, greed, lust, things like that. And it's so good. It will help you. He gave the sermon series, and he would tell you this. And I went up to him, and I said, Steve, you need to turn this into a book, or I'm going to do it. So he did it, and it's really a great one. So you can get a copy of the book by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or just a gift of any amount, and we'll send it to you. All right, our program, 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Debbie, Rochester, New York. Hi, Debbie. How are you today?
Good. Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. We're glad you've joined us, and I hope that we can help you in some way. What's going on?
Well, so my husband and I have a grown daughter. She is going to be 30 next month. And she has basically cut us out of her life. She struggled. She had some abuse early on when she was little. And she has struggled since then. We've tried to get help for her, pursued therapy, all kinds of things, and she was very strong-willed, and our doctor and my therapist, they both think that she's bipolar because of some of the decisions she's made, and my husband and I are trying to figure out how we deal with it. Do we treat it like do we try to keep contacting her? Do we give her space?
Okay. I think we can help you here. Yeah.
Okay.
We can help you with this.
Thank you.
I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you just for some general information of others who have kids that are abused in some way. You're listening to New Life Live. Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Steve Arterburn here. We're really glad you're with us. 1-800-229-3000.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we are talking with Debbie. She called us 1-800-229-3000, and Debbie's daughter has cut her off. I hate hearing these stories. It's so painful, and maybe we can get a little more background here.
Worst thing for a parent. But Debbie, can you tell us just a little bit more about the abuse? Like, who abused her? What were the circumstances?
So they were a couple of boys down the street, or that lived in our neighborhood, and her, they were 5 years older than she was. She was seven, and we went through the court system in the state that we lived at the time for about 2 years, had therapy for both kids because my oldest, my son and my daughter were involved in that and were both victims of that.
Mm.
But, and both of them are struggling, but she has always been very outward and lashed out at everybody around her due to that. I mean, we saw a night and day switch with her when that happened. It was like she was not the same person.
Hmm. What happened to the boys that abused your kids?
So the one that was the main perpetrator was, he took a plea deal, and he was only 11, so he took a plea deal, and he was made to go through family therapy and put on the juvenile sex offenders list and things like that, but treated as a juvenile, but got some help.
Okay.
And we don't know. We don't live in that state. As soon as the court case was over, we moved.
Okay.
So,
and
thinking
then,
that would be a better option for her.
Yeah. And by the way, I think sometimes in these situations, a move can really be a healing thing if you get the resource. What kind of therapy has she had? What kind of help has she received?
So we had a therapist, a Christian counselor that she enjoyed, and then for when she was a teenager, she was going through a lot of stuff, like she was seeing things and hearing voices, and we had a psych evaluation done, and he recommended that we, you know, run, don't walk to the nearest hospital and admit her, which we did, and she was in for a month, and you know, she has been through a lot, and she's struggled through a lot. She's fought all of the you know, the help that has been out there for her.
Okay.
She went to a special school, things like that, where they had support for her, and you know,
all right, let me ask you
ahead.
This. Why do you think she cut you off? I mean, there's just a lot of trauma there, and I mean, hospitalization. What would she say? Here's why I don't want to be around them anymore. What would it be?
Well, so we read an article that she was interviewed in. She's kind of part of an underground anarchist sort of group and band and things like that. She's basically decided to be homeless, and in this article, she was very angry because I continued to try, and I was the Christ follower in the family, and you know, I continued to take the kids to church and do normal things, and that's where she really points this at me. Mm-hmm. You know, my husband had his own struggles, and she blames me for all of it, really.
Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty clear. What she's saying there is the reason for being cut off. Why don't we start with you, Mylon, and then we'll go to Jill and see what do you guys think is the best path here? She wants to know, do I contact her on birthdays? Do I just follow her wishes and let her go?
Debbie, this is so hard. I'm so sorry. You know, you said that your daughter has fought help of all sorts and kinds, but let's keep in mind that help in her mind might equal control. And if a person has been sexually abused, then anything that feels controlling can be very triggering and threatening to them. And that's important to keep in mind. You know, anarchy or the anarchist underground mode that she's in is really very highly rebellious. Now, she's got to focus on you. And so have you ever asked her how you make her feel as a mom, as a parent? What's it like, daughter, to be around me? Now, you say you're a Christ follower, and she blames you, and you're using that as a as something that is saying, well, that's the source or reason. But I know a lot of Christ followers, some of which I wouldn't want to spend any time with, and some I would.
Sure.
So I'm just asking.
Where was God when she was abused, right? That's always
a tough one. And then on top of that, you know, yes, why didn't God protect me and all those kinds of things? So have you ever asked her, how do I make you feel?
Maybe not in those terms. If I could go back to the article, I could tell you what she said. I did ask my other kids if they could, you know, if that was their opinion, and they both said no, but then I don't know if they're just telling me that because they think I want to hear it, or if they're being straight with me.
Well, and you know what, Debbie? You could start with your other kids and say, I want you, I'm inviting you to speak honestly, not to protect my feelings. How do I make you feel when you're around me? So present Mylon's question to your other kids as a starting point, right? There's a lot going on with this daughter, Debbie, obviously, right? And it's hard.
No idea.
Yeah, I'm sure. And it's hard to tease out. You know, was she a kid that was going to be on her way to mental illness, but she also got abused? Did the abuse bring out what would have laid dormant? You know, all these things. I mean, they certainly all feed together. You know, she had a psychotic reaction. Of course, you're going to hospitalize her, but then that is controlling, and that can be a really scary place. And now she's found an alternative world to be a part of because the world she was in didn't protect her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And in this world... In this world, her different way of thinking, the way her mind functions, can fit into this new world. It can't fit as well into your world. And so I think there's probably a level of acceptance there that she can't receive, which is heartbreaking.
Right. From my perspective and from, you know, just our whole family, because our whole family went through, it was traumatic for all of us.
Of course.
But she was the one that obviously, now since my son's 32, he's dealing with it now. But she was the one that was really outward about her struggle. Our relationship was always, I don't want to say difficult, but she did target me a lot. Her dad was living in his own addiction. And so she kind of blamed me for being... Mm-hmm. One of the things she said in the article was she said, well, you were too... My mom believed in submission, and so she tolerated way too much. And in the early days, I did. And I get that.
Have you ever told her that you did and you get it? Ever told her she's absolutely right?
I haven't had, well, I haven't had the opportunity to talk to her since I've read that article. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
if you ever get an opportunity, if you ever get an opportunity, you might want to say to her, you know, I really didn't understand that submission thing. Didn't mean for me to lose my voice and the person I was, and it wasn't a dictatorship thing, and I know that that impacted you. But, you know,
well,
it seems...
Well, she disrespected it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it seems like to me you guys are in very, very different worlds, and it's not just that she's moved away from church things or Christian things, but moved away from society. I mean, she's an anarchist. I don't know that you're going to be able to get through to her until that kind of runs mm-hmm. its course, because usually it does run its course. People have to wake up and do some different things other than that particular cause. I would want to have a kind of a confessional letter maybe get to her, but I don't think it's in your best interest to bother her through this.
Okay. Yep.
What do you think? I mean, that's the question, Jill.
Yeah,
should she?
I think there needs to be some kind of thoughtful response to what she's written you. And I like, excuse me, Mylan, what you were saying. There needs to be some ownership. Like, forget, you don't need to highlight all that she's gone through, or it's not about getting her to come back to your world, right? It's about, in spite of her difficulties, she actually has some insights.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And to validate where you can validate and own those things and own the part that you just didn't know, right? Not to make excuses, but that you just didn't know.
Right. And if you bumped into her somewhere in town or you saw her, the very first thing I would say was, I read the article and you're right.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the first thing I would say to her. I would give her, people stop prosecuting when a person confesses. When a person confesses, I don't have to prosecute anymore.
Right.
And so we begin to take things off the table when we can agree, there were ways in which I really needed to see things differently, and you've helped me see that. You're right. And I would just stop right there and see what she does with it. And that is how I would approach it. Not you need to go to church, not any of those things. I would
And even like you're talking about the birthday cards and things
all
like
that stuff.
That's just social niceties. I don't think you necessarily need to do that.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about her on her birthday, you could say, I'm so glad that you were born. Or, you know, you could just do something, but I don't think you need to do the normal things because that's not the world she's in.
I agree with everything Jill said a little while ago, Debbie. It's really important what Jill said. There's a lot of stuff going on here. And what came first, the chicken or the egg, mental illness? Was it already there? Was it lying dormant? What's going on inside of her? The trauma may have precipitated and created or brought something out. There's a lot of things happening here. It's not just a this caused that. Period.
Right.
There's many, many factors.
Now,
we're trying to deal with the relational one here right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mylan, a quick question for you and Jill. You said if she saw her around town, she should say, I read the article. But what about some kind of letter?
Yeah, I think you should write something.
That says, hey, I read this article, and then you respond with no defense whatsoever, mm-hmm. but just, I didn't know this, or, that must have been horrible. Things like that. It just seems like it's
I'm understanding more how you saw it.
That's great. I don't know if she knows how to get a hold of her. There's a letter to send to her. I don't know any of those things. I just am saying whether it's in a letter or I see her, those would be the first words that I would utter.
Yeah. I think it's fortunate you were able to read an article like that and see the issues laid out there. Mm-hmm. Well, so sorry. Secrets Women Keep. I'm going to send that to you. I'm also going to send you Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. Maybe there's something in there about forgiving you that sometime you're going to be able to help facilitate that in her. All of these resources we talk about, they're available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Would love for you to get them. We'll be back right after this for more of New Life Live. Glad you're with us today.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. So glad you're with us. Don't forget, you can still sign up, guys, for Every Man's Battle. You say, well, yeah, it'd probably be good for me. I just don't want to go. We have people that don't want to go show up all the time. So don't let that stand in your way. You might say, I'm married to a guy that needs to be there, but he doesn't want to go. Tell him to go anyway, because it's our job to get him from, I hate being here, to, wow, I can change my life. So 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about that. Restore, anybody that's been hurt by a woman, hurt by a man who has a sexual integrity problem, you can come to Restore. That's in Dallas. It's face-to-face. And then we're doing Intimacy and Marriage July the 23rd in Washington, D.C. Said it before, continue to say it. I don't know of anything that provides more hope for a better marriage or saving a marriage and turning it into something really amazing than that particular weekend. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go back to our phones here, and we've got Jean. She's calling us from Chicago, Illinois. WPEO is the station. Hi, Jean, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing okay. How can we help today? What's going on?
Okay, I'm going to start with a question because I know that's what you like. What
Thank
do
you.
I do about a daughter who has a restraining order against me because I called DCFS on her because she was abusing my grandson?
How was she abusing your grandson?
She was physically, when he was first born, she was overwhelmed for the first 2 years, and she harmed him and would have to take him to the hospital, and I would call the hospital and tell them how she harmed them because I wanted them to step in and take care of it.
Yeah. Did they?
She has been diagnosed. No. They came to the house and said, they probably came to the house 5 times and said, this child has food, clothing, and a roof over his head. It's better than most. See ya.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So sad.
And she has been, she was perfectly fine until she was 12, and then it was like a light switch. And she has bipolar and several other things. She has felonies. She has misdemeanors. She steals from people at work. All this, but that's not my problem. My problem is the only person she ever let this child be around was me, and now she called the restraining order because she just found out it was me who did that, and he has no voice. He has nobody to help him.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. What a horrible thing. I think you did the right thing. How did she find out
Thank
that
you
were the one that made
yeah,
the call?
Yeah, usually they keep that anonymous.
She called DCFS and they gave the records to her.
Oh, that's not good. That's horrible. People need to
so
be...
So we've gone to court.
Yeah. Okay.
We've gone to court twice. She has a lawyer. I had one, but he messed up. And so the judge got mad at me, so then I dismissed him. And I'm just... We go again on Monday, and I guess I just admit that, yes, I did do that for this child's sake, but
what is the purpose of
his life?
What is the purpose of the court
yeah.
appearance? What are you hoping would happen, or what's the purpose of it?
The judge says she put an emergency restraining order out, and she wants to continue it for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fighting it because I need to see this child and help him. And he And not to be narcissistic, he loves me so much. We spend so much time together. And I know he doesn't understand how come his grandma's not there now.
Right. Okay, so here's a situation where it all depends on two things. The person you are in front of the judge and the attorney who's representing you. So how are you coming on getting that new attorney?
I can't find anybody to represent me in the short time that we have. Because
so
it's
you're
Monday.
You're planning on going without an attorney, right?
Yes.
Do you have somebody in your life that, if that's what you have to do, could go with you and give you some guidance on what to say to the judge and how to be in front of the judge so that you have the best outcome possible?
Well, I just looked it up online, and I have all my Bible study friends. I'm in four different ones. They all said they would go with me, but they've never seen her with him, so that's not really going to help.
No, but it might give you some
support.
It might keep you sane and responsive and appropriate, and if there's a break, they might have some suggestions for you. So I wouldn't think that'd be a bad thing at all. I'm really sorry that she has an attorney and you don't. Mm-hmm. That's tragic.
I don't know how she can afford it. She has no job.
Yeah.
And but can you apply for a court appointed one? Or a child advocate?
Money's not the issue. I mean, I could afford one. I just can't get a good one by then.
Okay. I have an idea for you. I'll give it to you. Mylon might have one also. But right after this break, I want to share with you an idea, especially if you cannot find an attorney. I would think if you're going on Monday, you have time to get an attorney. You could get somebody to at least represent you.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of 7 books, including Growth Has No Boundaries by Drs. John Townsend and Henry Cloud, Take Your Life Back by Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop, and the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I want to make a suggestion to you, Gene. And then I want to hear Mylon and Jill before we finish. But oftentimes in situations like this, in the court system, there's this ad litem person. I forget. What is the official term?
I don't know, but child advocate?
Okay. But the court appoints a child advocate. And this person is not biased toward you or biased toward the mother. The person is biased toward the child. And this person will report back to the judge and say, I've been in the homes, I've talked to the child. If this child really, really loves you, that's going to come out. And so if you don't have an attorney, I would be asking the judge just one thing. Your Honor, I'd really like for you to appoint a child advocate, someone else to determine if it is good for me to see this child. And when I did that, like Mylon was saying, I would be turning over to the judge. I would hand him those medical records of the times that she took him to the hospital for whatever reason she did. But I really believe, I'm hoping, that you will use everything within you, even to ask your Bible study women, anybody here, could you help me get an attorney to represent me by Monday? That would be a really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Jill,
yeah, tap all of your resources, Gene. Yeah. You have 1 week. But I think Steve's idea of having some of the Bible study ladies show up, they don't have to say a word. They just sit in the audience as representatives of who you are, right? They're okay. Your yes. supportive people, that you have lots of people. You're not some crazy grandma that's, you know, gone off the rails. You're grounded in community. And I think that shows that. And if for some reason you aren't able to get someone, I think the message to the judge is, Judge, I want to do what's in the best interest of my grandson. He's young. He needs protection. That's what I'm about here.
And if a child advocate thinks that it's harmful for me not to be with him, then I'll go with that. But I believe that the advocate is going to say, this is really good for this little boy. Mylon, anything you want to say before we go?
Yes. A part of that advocacy needs to be that her line of reasoning for the restraining order against you needs to be questioned. Mm-hmm. How have you been a danger? Now, with a good child advocate, the child advocate can also ask for what's called a 730 evaluation, mm-hmm. 730 or 730 evaluation, which evaluates the psychological well-being of the mother. And that is a really important aspect.
And the grandmother.
Perhaps, and the mm-hmm. grandmother. Mm-hmm. And it is also, in my opinion, that this your daughter may not have bipolar, but rather she has borderline personality disorder, which is very disruptive, can be very aggressive, and can be intensely flip from all good to all bad and create high levels of angst in the whole community around them. Mm-hmm. And so I would really, if I were you, you need help, because anytime you're up against, and by the way, borderlines can look very charming to the attorney they hire.
Yep.
Right, and it's often confused with bipolar. But yes. I'm wondering, Jean, has she been formally diagnosed as bipolar?
She's been diagnosed with both.
Okay, yeah, because a lot of times it's hard to tease it out. Is she on medication for bipolar?
When she goes on medication, she is a wonderful person. But as you know, when you're on it for a couple weeks, you think you're cured, so you go off of it.
Okay. So that's another issue there. If she's unmedicated.
So that needs to be
bipolar.
Brought up. That needs mm-hmm. to, Jill, to mm-hmm. be brought up as well by the child advocate who
right.
can say, when this woman is on her medication, she's a different person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Right. I got the term. It's called guardian ad litem, the child advocate. There's a whole system of child advocacy, and it's called, Judge, would you appoint a guardian ad litem to come in and evaluate what is best for my grandchild? It's your best hope, really. Now, they're not always accurate, and sometimes they end up, they'll tell the judge what's the lesser of two evils, but at least you end up being the lesser of two evils. I mean, they're very, very much on the side of the child. So I hope that's helpful to you. I'm going to send you a copy of Healing is a Choice, and I hope that will help you with all of this. Very, very sad. I mean, this is why we're here, is to be able to help with these situations. Who else do you call and turn to in times of this kind of complex issue? Lord, I just pray for that little boy that mm-hmm. something good is going to come from this for him. Well, speaking of good, Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio, and we're glad that he is. Larry, we've got a matching gift and not a lot of time to get it matched.
No, you're right. And Steve, just to be upfront and honest with everybody, this is a recorded program that was recorded a few days ago, and so I'm guessing at the amount that still needs to be matched. It's going to be close to $400,000, probably a little more, but maybe it's a lot less if somebody came through. But I want to just explain. We had a group of donors that they pulled their money together and said, we'll give this money to you, but there's a condition. You've got to find others to give that amount. But they said, you can use it as the money comes in. So the original amount was $459,000. So now it's about $400,000. So that $400,000 is just sitting there. Just sitting there. It's making me drool. But we can't use it until you give. So if you give us $100, we could take $100 out of there. If you give $1,000, we can take $1,000 out of there. If you give $10, we can take $10 out of there. And we need a lot of money, $400,000, before May 31st. And that money means that we can have people on the phones so that when you call and say, my husband was watching porn and I caught him, we'll have somebody there to help you, to give you resources, to encourage what he needs to do. Or if somebody calls and says, my wife died and I don't know, I'm so stuck in grief, I can't help. I can't help but be depressed and sad all the time. We have somebody there that can help with that. So we really need your help so that we can keep doing those kinds of things. We can keep doing this radio program. If we don't have money, this radio program doesn't exist.
Right.
So I just want to encourage you and try to make it feel as urgent as it is, because May 31 is coming quickly.
Well, we get such rapid feedback from the folks we help. And if you could see some of these emails, these letters we get, what people say in the evaluations, you'd be so happy that you chose to give to New Life. It's a transformation ministry. We're not looking to make people feel good. We're looking for them to do things where one day their life is so different they feel good about themselves. That's what we're looking for.
Here's one such person, Steve. This guy came to our Zoom Every Man's Battle 2 months ago. 2 days before the event, I was getting divorced. I reconciled the day before with my wife. She asked me to go to this event, and I did. I shared what I learned with her, including having the support of my small group, Brothers in Christ. She is so happy. Thank you for being a part of my divorce reconciliation process. I will be staying married and being a father to my 6-year-old son and my 25-week unborn daughter.
Hmm.
You know, folks,
man, there you go.
Does it get any better than that?
No, it does not.
A couple days before, they were breaking up, the broken family, no daddy at home, and now we got Papa at home and a newborn baby coming, and that's because you supported us, and we were able to do it. And you can now text to donate. Text the word MATCH to 28950. The word MATCH. And I want to say thank you to those folks who gave the gift, the matching gift, and I want to thank all of you who are fulfilling it. It's a godsend, so thank you.
I heard somebody talking the other day saying, you know, if I told you that there is a cure for teen violence and suicide and depression, you'd probably say, well, let's do it. Well, the cure is stay married. Work out your relationship. Two parents in the home. Dad, don't leave. Dad, be faithful so you don't get kicked out. I mean, it really does make so much difference when kids are raised by parents that love each other and love them. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back right after this. If you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Every amount matched, and we'll thank you with the book, Creatures of Habit, by Steve Poe. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Arterburn here. Let's go to Lynn. Kansas City, Missouri is where she's calling from, and she listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 131. Lynn, how are you and how could we help today? So glad you called.
Hello, doing okay. I'm calling. I'm actually was listening to you as I was driving. I heard the lady on the previous call and dealing with a controlling husband and a husband who we know is depressed and is just a lot of childhood pain and was given away as a child up until teen years and finally had to go live with the real parent who never told this told him who his real father was. Or anything about his real father, and his father passed away as a teen, and he never got a chance to meet the father, and it's just been a lot of pain in this and his life. And I say, once you get married, you don't know all this pain that a person has, and then you say, when and how do you stop? The lady was saying she had been married 20 something years, and I can relate to that. And you say, when and how do you stop trying to fix it? And when, you know, you say you've taken your vows for better, for worse, sickness and health. And I know there's a lot of mental health issues going on there because you hear, nobody loves me.
Okay.
Let me ask you this.
Let me ask you this. How is all of this showing up in your marriage? Well, how is he treating you?
It most days are, you know, normal pretty much, but then I notice there's some days where here and you know it could be out of the blue, and it could be like, you know, once every 6 months or something out of the blue, you hear something. Why did you give those clothes away to somebody? And you're saying to yourself, that was 6 months ago. Why? And you donated something. And out of the blue, it's almost like the mind just comes up with things to kind of start an argument, it seems.
Yeah.
And
so what's the question for us then?
It's like an outburst.
Yeah. So what's the question for us?
And how long do you keep trying to hold on or fix something like this? And when you tried counseling and they walked out of counseling, how do you go about doing that? And the family also knows. I talk to the sisters all the time, and they say there's an evilness in his spirit. And they sent some ministers to the home before, and he wouldn't open the door so they could pray with him. It's like he's running from God, as if nothing can be, as if God can't fix this. And, and you say to yourself, well, how long do you hold on?
Yeah, but let us try to give you some help here. And who wants to start here, Mylan or Jill? Let's try to give her some guidance here. That has to be one horrible way to live.
Well, sorry.
Go ahead, Jill.
We're both going, who wants to start? But then, Lynn, so you said you've been married over 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Lynn, I'm so sorry that you're in this pain. And it sounds like there's not a lot of relating going on here between the two of you. I'm hearing like you're just kind of keep waiting for the next shoe to drop. Is that the situation?
That can be, yes.
Kind of walking on eggshells with him?
You know, yes, and you say to yourself, you need help, and then, you know, he's gone once or twice, and then thinks, oh, well, that's enough. I'm not going to go anymore, and then it starts all over again.
And Lynn, did you say you've gone for help as well?
Yes, I've gone continually because he continues to tell me that it's things that I do. Well, you shouldn't have given away those things to people without telling me, or why were you hanging out with those people? And mainly it can be some people that are going to a church function.
Okay,
I
but
go to
Lynn,
church functions too much.
So, Lynn, one of the things is whatever the content is of what he's accusing you of, that is not the issue.
Right.
And if you get into a discussion about whether you should have taken the clothes or not, and that was 6 months ago, you're just going to get lost and go down rabbit trails.
Yeah.
Because that's not the issue. The issue is more in, you know, what is going on with him and the process, right? Certain things he's reacting to are setting him off. And it's like, huh, I'm wondering why that's upsetting you today, right? and trying to get trying to gear more towards what he's feeling and what's going on inside of him. Because he's externalizing. I don't like this. I don't like this. He's uncomfortable for some reason, right? So it's like, husband, you seem really uncomfortable today. What's going on? And try to gear it towards those types of conversations, Lynn, because otherwise you're just on the hamster wheel going nowhere.
And that's what it seems to be.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, Lynn, you explained something that was really important, that your husband had a very chaotic, disorganized childhood. And that is not an evil spirit that needs to be prayed out of him. That is a wounding of how his brain was shaped. So you could send ministers over there and try to pray out an evilness in spirit. Or you could get him to a place by doing what Jill just said, of talking to him about the feelings he feels when he lashes out at you. Now, in Kansas City, you know what a lightning rod is, okay? And what he's doing is he's making you a human lightning rod for his emotions.
Yes.
And what you need to do is really not tell him he needs to go to counseling, but just tell him you're not going to do that anymore. That when he's angry with you, you're going to ask him, what is he feeling? And really, his reactivity is linked to his childhood. And it's linked to his chaos and the disorganization. And a lot of churches don't recognize that. They think that history doesn't matter and that if we just come to Christ, all that is dissolved. But the Old Testament, the Old Testament is proof that God's a God of history. He wants us to understand history because the New Testament is the completion of that history. So history is important.
Yes.
So I'm just going to suggest to you that you... In our book, How We Love, we talk about the chaotic, disorganized attachment style and how they lash out at people, and they're very controlling. And I would perhaps read that. It's our book, How We Love, and to understand that he comes from this history. I would have him read that and then ask him, as Jill is suggesting, what do you feel when you lash out at me? When I'm your lightning rod, what are you feeling right before you do that?
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think in getting him to maybe participate in the book, Mylan, you can say, sweetheart, I want to learn how to be better in our marriage. Would you help me? Instead of telling him he has a problem, you ask him to help you. And in that way, draw him in. And this is something we can do together because I want to learn how to have a better marriage with you.
I'm really glad that you called, and I'm going to send you How We Love. And I hope that's going to help. Now, I believe, just like I've said before so many times, a marriage like this can be helped at the marriage intensive that we're going to do in July. If you are struggling in your marriage, you please give us a chance to help you. We would love that. You find out about it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. Saturday, you could still come to Every Man's Battle. It's online. You don't have to travel. But it could change everything, the anger, the lust, the duplicity that you hate living. You know you do. Boy, it would be wonderful if you could be free. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Mylan Yurkovich. So grateful to you. Thank you, Dr. Jill Hubbard. So grateful to you. Thanks to all of you who support us. Watch, listen, pray. God bless you. We're going to see you right here next time on New Life Live. Tell a friend. See you then. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.